Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Thanks for tuning in this week, and just a brief update on my series, Baptism with the Holy Spirit. It seems I have struck the right balance with my teaching. I have gotten emails from charismatics and Pentecostals saying, I am teaching heresy. How can I speak against the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm not speaking against the Holy Spirit. I, myself, am indwelled by the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongues. I have two gifts of the Spirit and operate in them often. My friend, I am not against the Holy Spirit. I am against the teaching of the second blessing, which is not scriptural. Thus, it is not true. On the other hand, I have heard from the other side, those who believe that the Holy Spirit is not for today. Those who believe the gifts of the Spirit ceased in 1 Corinthians 13. Now, they too have said, I am teaching heresy. So it looks like I achieved my goal, not to take one side or the other, but show you both sides, honestly, and then compare both sides against the Word of God, which we know is the truth. Now, at this point that we must stop and ask a very important question as it pertains to the charismatic and Pentecostal position. We have seen that this position of our new birth in Christ is a distinct experience from that of a Holy Spirit fullness. In other words, we can be saved, which they rightly define as Christ in us, which is true. But, here's the but. We still lack the fullness because we have not received, you ready, the second blessing. However, we are reading from Colossians in the inspired Word of God that in Christ are all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We are reading that we are complete in Him, that Him is Christ. Wow. So let us ask, if in Christ is in us and we have not received the second blessing, what exactly is it that we lack? Well, we do not lack any treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Nope, not one. For those things are in Christ and Christ is in us. And if we are saved, then they are in us. Okay, what about power? Now, the power is a big deal according to the charismatics and the Pentecostal position. Not sure why power is such a big deal, though. But the charismatic and the Pentecostals claim that we lack the power of Christ if we do not, or if we have not received that second blessing. So, how about power, my friend? Well, Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:24 calls Christ the power of God. Let me say that again. Christ, the power of God. And if Christ is in us, well, then we have the power and the wisdom of also. Wow. So Christ is the power. So if Christ is in us, we do not lack any power. Indeed, Christ said that all power, this is Matthew 28:18, all power, again, using all power is given unto me. Wow, and then of course Christ gave that to us. Paul goes on to tell us in 1 Corinthians 1:30 that who of God is made unto us, you ready? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, the power. To me, it does not sound as if we are lacking anything in Christ if Christ is in us, does it? It sounds as if we really are, as Paul says in Colossians, complete in Him, and Him is Christ. And yet the charismatic and Pentecostal position continues to claim that Christ in us is distinct from the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that if we do not receive that second blessing, then we will lack power for so much in our Christian walk. I don't see that. You know, something seems to be amiss here, my friend. I think we are seeing, according to the Word of God, this is not the truth, that the charismatic and Pentecostal position completely contradicts itself on this matter of power. Indeed, it is proven to be total error, and in a lot of ministries, maybe even error for manipulation and control. And why? Because the Bible clearly states that Christ is the power. Christ is our anointing. No need for oil, my friend. Christ is our very life. Let me say that again. Christ is our anointing. Christ is our very life. He is our all and in all. Therefore, it is conclusive that we receive power from on high when we receive Christ. And this is the one and only gift that God has for us. So when we receive Christ, then we will receive all of the gifts who are in Him. The gifts are in Him, and when we receive Christ, then we receive Him in all of those precious gifts. Amen? My friend, in Christ, we are complete. Now listen to this closely. There is nothing received spiritually outside of Christ. Let me say that again. There is nothing received spiritually outside of Christ. So, does this era make the charismatics and Pentecostal bad people? Oh, no, my friend. Not at all. As long as they do not use this false teaching to manipulate people for personal gain or for profit. So why is that so difficult for them to see? Well, it is difficult because people are blinded by their experiences or what they have been told their experiences mean. Let me say that again. People are blinded by their experiences or by what they've been told what their experiences mean. We must realize the Bible is supposed to interpret our experiences. That's right. Rather the other way around. If we would do that, things would become quite clear in a hurry, my friend. Okay, let us be honest and practical. If the charismatics and Pentecostal position is correct, then right now there are millions, that's right, I said millions of saved people, Christians, maybe even some believers, with Christ in them, but Christians and some believers who have not received the so-called second blessing. Now I use the so-called here because we have shown by the divine scriptures that there is no such thing as the second blessing. Indeed, if the charismatics and Pentecostal position is correct, then the majority of Christians during the last 2,000 years have been in exactly in this condition. All of those millions of people have Christ in them, but lack the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So much that goes with the fullness. Now ask yourself a question. Is it likely that God would not have directly addressed this possibility if it were in fact a possibility? I do not think so, my friend. For example, in reading the epistles to the Colossians, which, by the way, was written to emphasize the truth that we are complete in Christ, we never find even a hint from Paul that once we receive Christ, we need to seek and wait before the Lord to receive an additional experience of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. No, in fact, the whole point of the epistle is contrary to that thought. Paul wants us to realize that we are complete in Him. Christ is our hope of glory. You know, the entire New Testament epistles address so many possible problems. Romans addresses the problem of being under the law, legalism, and our walk with Christ. Corinthians, both 1st and 2nd Corinthians, address tons of problems found in the body of Christ, not the church, my friend. It's a difference. And why? Because they were present in the lives of the people in those days. Galatians talks about falling away from grace and talks about some problems similar to those talked about in the book of Romans. And then there is Colossians, which warns against denying the truth that we are complete in Christ. It is a warning. And some of the other writings, especially by John, show the dangers of not having this person of Jesus Christ, wow, as our life, as our very life, as our reason for even being. But not once do we find any of these epistles suggest even the possibility that we could be saved but lack a second blessing. If such a thing were possible, would God fail to address it? I think so. Especially since if it were possible, millions are right now, you know, right now, this very second, you know, they lack it. Again, I do not believe so. But wait, let us be fair. The Word of God does not suggest that the possibility that we could be saved but lack the Holy Spirit's fullness through a second blessing. No, it doesn't. But what about the charismatic and Pentecostal era of thinking that we need a second blessing? What about that era? Where is that addressed in the Word of God? Now wait a minute. Remember, I am more a Pentecostal in expression of walking with the Lord. Be honest, I feel bad. The charismatics and the Pentecostals seem to be off track, but that is for me to deal with. But back to the question. But where is the era about the second blessing addressed in the Word of God? Well, my friend, almost everywhere. Colossians tells us right up front that we are complete in Christ and that we need to take heed. We need to be careful, lest anyone tell us otherwise. Wow. What in the world do we think that means if it does not mean that we are to be aware of teaching exactly like the charismatic and the Pentecostals teach? What do we think that means if it does not mean that we are complete in Christ and need to beware lest anyone tell us we still need the Holy Spirit fullness after Christ has been put in us? Next week, will probably be my last teaching on the baptism with the Holy Spirit. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this teaching has been enlightening your heart and opening up your spirit to the truth of the Word of God. Tune in next week. God bless and have a great day. Amen.